This ain't Jump.
This ain't Slam.
The name of this record is Bounce.
What's up, everybody? Jack Maloney back with Friendly Bounce, Hardwood Praxis, and Basketball Network, doing our special season preview podcast with my guys Chris and Taylor. We're going to talk about the Warriors. Obviously, last year's NBA champions went 67-15 in the regular season. Pretty much brought back the whole squad. Justin Holiday and David Lee are gone, but neither of them played huge roles. They brought in Kevon Looney in the draft, but he's already dealing with a hip injury, so not sure how much he'll factor in, especially early on. And then Jason Thompson is on the squad as well, being freed from Sacramento. So it's pretty much just running it back, and they had success last year, obviously. More of the same is in the future for them. I feel like the book's kind of been written on this Warriors squad. Everyone knows what they're about. I just hope they get injured is every other team's plan, I guess.
Well, I think other teams like the Clippers and the Grizzlies and the Rockets, they probably all think they're actually better than them already. Like, the Grizzlies in particular, who were up 2-1 last year, probably like, if we just been healthy, we could have beat them. And the Clippers were like, if we just hadn't collapsed against the Rockets, we would have beat them. And the Rockets are probably all like, well, you saw Dwight, he was hurt last year. He's going to be healthy this year, and we can totally beat them. And James Harden is back in the whole MVP thing. So, like, I think all these teams think they can beat them. It's more like, can they actually beat them?
No.
Yeah, so they pretty much ran the same team back, except for Jason Thompson, like you were saying, but
he's been freed.
Yeah, and they don't really have much to improve on because they were already like really close to being perfect last year. Yeah. They were 11 games better than the second place Rockets, and all the other teams improved, the Rockets, Clippers, Spurs, at least on paper. But is that enough to close an 11 game gap in a team that had monster point differential?
Yeah,
they just totally clowned the league like in every way last year. There's not much to say about them until we see any potential weakness, but
right,
as of now, hard to imagine what that might be.
They had the number 2 offensive efficiency, and they had the number 1 defensive efficiency last year.
And they were number 1 in pace.
Yeah.
Number 1 in pace, number 1 in defense.
It's insane. I've never seen a team like this. It's like, it's so easy for them.
Like, you kind of have to expect a little bit of natural regression, but even then, like, they're young.
Yeah.
They're stacked. They have everyone on long-term contracts. Like, this might be a dynasty. This could be a dynasty.
Right. Even if you regress, you were, whatever category you want to look at, like, you said pace, they had the highest assist ratio, like, they had the best offense, the second best offense, the best defense. Like, even if you regress a little bit, that's only maybe dropping you to, 2 or 3 in those categories. So, like, it's not like they're all of a sudden going to become a middle-of-the-pack team with a little natural regression. This team is unbelievable how they've just, it wasn't any of these guys really like coming out of the draft that you thought were going to be superstars. No one really. Like, Bogut's probably the one guy who you thought was like had a chance to be a star out of the draft, and he's like their fifth most important player now. Like, just the way this team has all come together is like pretty incredible.
And it's hard to project a repeat of 67 wins just because that's so out of the ordinary.
Right.
But I think the Vegas over-under is 60.5.
I
And it's hard to imagine them getting seven games worse, right, unless injuries happen, of course. But
right,
they could be
what's
lazy.
Different? They could be lazy. They could get complacent. You know, they could rest guys at the end.
Yeah.
If they have such a huge lead.
Didn't you see the comments the last couple of days where, like, the media people are just giving those, like, oh, look what Doc Rivers said. Look what this guy said. And, you know, they're just eating it all up. And if you piss them off enough, they might just try to go out there and win 74 games just because they can.
And didn't Curry, like, wasn't he already not playing in a whole bunch of fourth quarters anyway?
Yeah, because they were killing everyone by 30, and he just didn't need them.
That was a knock against him in the MVP debates for people who wanted Harden. They're like, well, look at Harden's fourth quarter, like, numbers, and him in the clutch. It's like, well, yeah, cause, but Curry doesn't have to play.
Yeah, his team is up by 50 points. They don't need to play him in the fourth.
Right. So it's like you don't have
to knock on Curry.
You don't have
to sit him. Do they even have to rest? They don't even have to rest.
Right.
They kick teams' asses so much in the first three quarters, they don't have to rest total games.
Right.
Like the Stars do.
Yeah, if you're only...
What is this team?
If you're only playing three quarters, you don't need to sit out random games. Like, you just go out there and kill somebody for three quarters and then sit the fourth. Like,
and they probably, in a lot of those games, it was probably over by halftime. They only played the third quarter because they just didn't want to bench the whole team. Just wanted to get them natural run for a day.
Yeah. No, it's...
The point differential was plus 10.1.
Yeah, that's...
Unbelievable.
I've never seen a team like this where it just, like, comes so easily to them. Like, even those LeBron and Wade and Bosh, like, Heat teams, like, I just...
Yeah.
Like, they would kill people, but it never seemed this way with... the same way with this Warriors team. Like, I don't know if it's just because of the way they play with shooting and, like, slick passing and stuff, but it just seems so easy. Like, they're almost not even trying.
You can kind of see a weakness with the Heat team, just because outside of those top three, it was a little bit dicey sometimes. Like, Mario Chalmers was their point guard, but
yeah,
the Warriors seem to run, like, 12 deep. And just, even the bench guys, like, Barbosa had a pretty good year last year. Sean Livingston fit in perfectly. Like, they have a lineup for everything. Any matchup they face, they can pretty much do something about it.
Right. Yeah, they can go to, you want to play kind of small with, like, an athletic five man. Like, they can go to Azili or Draymond Green at the five. Like, it's...
Or Thompson now.
Yeah, it's
unfair.
So we've pretty much established that they're the 100% sure favorite to win it all on repeat, right?
Like, there's no reason.
So did you actually pick them to repeat?
No.
No, none of us picked in the repeat. We're so dumb.
We just have, like, voter fatigue already after 1 year. We just want to see something else.
No,
it's not just that. It's like, you just have to pick the field, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially in the West.
Unlikely. Yeah.
And repeating is just so hard.
Right, because you played... So you play 82 games, and then... Well, I don't know exactly how many they played in the playoffs, but you played... You know, over 100 games last year. And now you have to...
They only had two series go six last year, by the way. The rest, they won six with the Warriors.
Yeah, so they played, like, exactly 100 games then?
I think they won 81.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... Yeah, so, like, they played exactly 100 games. And then... So that ends in, like, mid-June. You have, like, 3 months, and then you gotta just run it back. I mean, they can do it. Like, on paper, you'd think they definitely should, but if you have to go in after 82 games, and then you have to run through, say you have to run through the Pelicans, the Grizzlies, and the Spurs, it's like, I mean, they definitely could, and they probably should, but it just might not happen, because it's so hard. Like, those other teams are so good that it just... You know, a few fluky things happen and you don't win. I mean, I don't know. I don't know why I'm picking against them, but I did not pick them to win the title this year.
I picked the Cavs to win the title, and I picked the Clippers, actually, to knock the Warriors out of the playoffs, mainly because I think Chris Paul is just going to be an MVP this year. And I realize as I say this that I have really no argument for why I picked this other than repeating is hard, which is a really stupid argument.
That's pretty much what I'll have to go on. Like, they can't really improve on their perfect season, so they'll naturally probably be a little bit worse, but even a little bit worse is still probably way better than everyone else.
Yeah.
It's hard to really think of an argument as to why.
Oh, yeah. You have to come up with these, like, convoluted scenarios to pick against them. Like, well, if, like, Draymond...
Like, Chris Paul might go off. Draymond Green could get hurt.
It's like, if Draymond Green...
Iguodala might cause problem in the locker room.
Draymond Green and Klay Thompson both get hurt, and Stephen Curry goes cold, and Anthony Davis averages 45 points in the series... And the Pelicans might win in 7 games.
And a meteor hit Golden State, and just the entire city of Oakland and San Francisco were obliterated. The Warriors, for whatever reason, were not allowed to play because reasons.
They have to play.
One legit reason, maybe, to pick against them is that they still have to go through the West, whereas Cleveland. If Cleveland's fully healthy, which obviously they weren't, still has to go through the East, which at least right now appears substantially easier.
Right.
So maybe they'll be tired, and maybe the Cavs will be fresher, and maybe that winds up.
But the thing is, though, like, we keep talking about going through the West. They only had 2 series last year go 6. That means they kicked the West's ass last year. Like,
they did.
And everyone's always like, oh, well, they didn't play anyone. Everyone... They didn't play a single full roster that entire time. Who cares?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Killed everybody.
What did Curry say the other day? Like, we're sorry for playing who's in front of us or whatever. Like,
I'm sorry we won so many awards. I'm sorry we won so many games. I'm sorry we did this. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, it's... I feel like there's just not really too much else to say. At this point about the Warriors, like, they didn't really make any changes, and everyone knows what they're about. They're just going to destroy you, and you a lot of times don't have a chance. But
they were 39-2 at home.
Yeah, it's like
they lost 2 games,
and they have the best home court advantage in the NBA.
Yes.
What the hell?
Yeah, I...
An unfair combo, too. Everything about them is unfair, but it's totally fair, but it's still unfair.
I don't have anything else to say. Do you guys...
We're all done for not picking up the repeat. They're going to make us look so stupid.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I'm prepared.
Alright, well, I think that's a wrap on the Warriors. There's really not too much to say about them. They're going to be awesome. Steph... You know, probably going to be another MVP candidate again. That's all I got. That's a wrap. That's a wrap. The Warriors are going to be awesome. I'm Jack. That's my guys, Taylor and Chris. Here's our boy, DJ Las Latino, playing us out. Peace.
This ain't Jump.
This ain't Slam.
The name of this record is Bounce.